No, I think that's on par for Ben. If you're not doing it right, he's going to get you out, and he's not going to just see that stuff continue. So it's just a lesson to us that, you know, you got to be on the detail.
Right. The players who were asked about the first team coming off the field yesterday made it pretty clear and plain that the first unit didn't get something right a couple of times, and Ben moved on to the second unit,
which
because
we
they were wasting time.
And we celebrated that. I remember enjoying that yesterday, being like, hell yeah, that's our coach. That's right. Coach everybody hard. It's okay. Everybody can handle it. They're grown men.
Today, he spoke on that.
Did you not like the way that was perceived out there?
No, I'm good. Like, it is what it is. You know, our guys, we got to end up executing, getting in and out of the huddle a certain way, and it wasn't that way, and so we'll be better today.
And what it was, just getting in and out.
Yeah,
Is that Caleb, or is that everybody?
It's like, everybody. It's everybody. We're learning. We're growing. You know, there were some things from the springtime expected to carry over that was probably one we just don't have any tolerance for anymore. We got too far to go.
Do you find that they're very receptive in those moments too?
Yeah. They know it's not good enough, so it's just keep the train moving.
Okay, so yeah, he was not happy with the way that looked yesterday.
Yeah, so he's not denying it. He's not backtracking about it. I think he's wanting to normalize it.
A great practice yesterday. Uh-oh. Good start. Guys were excited. Effort was there. Intensity was there. It was fun to watch them fly around. I know some people enjoyed me throwing the first team out of practice. Not the case.
Okay. I never just did things just to do them. Come on. I mean, what am I going to do? Just all of a sudden just jump up and grind my feet on somebody's couch like it's, you know, something to do. Come on. I got no more sense than that. Yeah, I remember grinding my feet on Eddie's couch.
Perfect use of Rick James.
So he wouldn't do that except for the time that he totally did that.
Except for when he did it. Don't be trying to air quote us, Ben. You didn't throw them out of practice, but you threw them out of the drill.
I'm Ben Johnson, bitch.
Bleep, yo, couch, Caleb, bleep, yo, you can buy another one.
Is that where we're headed here? Could be. It is. It's Ben's world, man.
It is, but, you know.
What?
Moments later, then you just say, yeah, it's. And what I think is interesting, Tanny, can you load up the first cut again? Because there's a part of it that I think is interesting. If you listen inside of it, he's also upset because, hey, we talked about this. Like the stuff in the OTAs and in the mini camps, he is not happy that this part of it has not been fixed.
Did you not like the way that was perceived out there?
No, I'm good. Like it is what it is. You know, our guys, we got to end up executing, getting in and out of the huddle a certain way, and it wasn't that way, and so we'll be better today.
And what it was, just getting in and out.
Yeah,
Is that Caleb, or is that everybody?
It's everybody. We're learning, we're growing. You know, there were some things from the springtime expected to carry over that was probably one we just don't have any tolerance for anymore. We got too far to go.
You find that they're very receptive.
It right there.
That's awesome. That's a good catch by you. That's what he's pissed at.
He's very angry about that.
He's pissed. We talked about this in the spring, and then I sent you all home to do your homework, and so we can just pick up where we left off.
And in our first practice.
Yeah, right away you're doing that. Come on.
And then you do it again.
Yeah.
And so you're messing up the timing of practice. I got to bring the twos out there so they can get their reps, so we can get on to the next station.
Yeah, man.
All that stuff.
Boy, it's fun. It's fun to analyze leadership. We do this a lot. Don't we in this job and as fans kind of think about it, and we got so exhausted and frustrated with the whole Eberflus thing because he was obviously so bad at the leadership part. This is a guy who's coaching hard and coaching to a standard, who's now trying to just kind of normalize and contextualize it a little bit. If anything, he's pulling back just a hair just to make sure, you know, it's just the way we do things. You don't have to make a big deal of it. It's just I got expectations and they're going to meet them or they're not.
But it is an issue of leadership and what is effective leadership morphs and change from year to year, from sport to sport. And seeing coaches try to navigate that is really interesting to me. And seeing how he's going to try and navigate this too, because he might have in his mind, like, of course this shouldn't be happening, but this is different now. You're the head coach now. And when you're running drills as an offensive coordinator, sure, Like those are things that you're gonna address with your side of the ball, and now you have to take into account how it impacts everyone on your team when one part of the team messes up, and how do you, as a coach, manage that?
There's gonna be more homework. There's gonna be homework all here during camp. There's gonna be homework every game week, and he wants to know that if he sends you home with something, you come in the next day and it is learned.
Yeah, but he might also have to be like, okay, I did the thing of, I'm just going to keep piling this stuff on you guys until you guys get it right.
Well, he's learning the limits of what they can do.
And he might have to be like, "Ooh, perhaps I need a different approach on certain things to be able to get through the importance of not getting that part wrong, because it's very important to what it is that we want to do offensively."
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, and it's fun to listen to and parse. Like the main item is so abundantly clear. His show, his thing, as it ought to be. And Ryan Poles said, "I'll be around, guys." And he did, as you mentioned, another podcast today with Hogan Johns, and we'll play you some of that later. So Poles is around.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good that he's go around and you know, answer the questions, talk to people, give them some context one-on-one. But every time so far Poles is being asked about something, he's like, "Oh yeah, Ben's in charge of that." Have you guys seen Ben? He's the one out there being in charge of that.
Obviously Lurie's around.
Ryan Poles is around.
I don't know
around.
If Ryan's in charge of that. Is he?
No, when I think of Bears that are around, like Bears that showed up every training camp looking for a job.
Harvey Unger.
That's the one, Lawrence.
Yeah.
That's why we're a team, baby.
Harvey Unger. That is.
Hey, look at that. We're in Bourbonnais. Where's Harvey been all year? It's been right here. Waiting
for that opportunity.
Well,
what was he, shirt number 45?
Oh,
is that
good
the
call.
Number on 40, Harvey Unger?
45, I do believe. Yep, he gets cut on August 17th.
And re-signed on September 3rd.
And then cut on September 10th.
And then reassigned to the practice squad. And you're like, huh? And you look up and you go, did he play at all?
No, but he kept paying rent in Bourbonnais just to be safe. I'm going to keep my place in Bourbonnais.
Hey, why not?
That's like the musical joke about the trombone player, because the apologies to any trombone players out there, but they're legendary for not getting a lot of gigs. So the joke is that the trombone player gets hired for the New Year's gig, and he's playing on New Year's, and it goes really well. At the end of the night, the club owner's like, "Man, you guys are great. Can I hire you guys again next year?" And everybody's like, "Absolutely." And the trombone player says, "You mind if I leave my horn here?
Because I'm not going to need it."
Exactly.
I'm not going to need it at all.
So the trombone players are the Harvey Unger of the brass section.
Look, I love it. If you're listening on 670 AM right now, that's great. But clearly there's a thunderstorm in the area that just kind of rolled in on us.
Sky looks dark out there.
It sure does. So if you want to switch over to 104.3 HD2, that's a nice strong signal that you can use. Or if you want to listen on the Odyssey app, or if you want to be inside the Twitch mob, those might be cleaner audio feeds for you. Whatever way you want to consume Spiegel and Holmes, we're fine. But we just want to give you a couple of pro tips there with this weather that's rolling in.
The Bear Down podcast is something that I and many others have listened to back in the day quite a bit. A lot of like displaced Chicagoland Bear fans who were in Los Angeles for the most part in the comedy business, the movie business, the TV business. And that thing was really funny. And they are reuniting tonight for the 10th anniversary, or longer, I think, than that. But Matt Walsh, who you know from all sorts of movies, is among those people, and he's going to be on this show next.
That's coming up on Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.